Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love sharing our fascination with the stars with you and making astrology as transparent and interesting and accessible as we have come to know and love it. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Minnesota, where it's about to blizzard yet again. And I am joined by my compatriot in New York City, Anne.
Anne Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk. And it's actually pretty nice here tonight. It's not freezing cold. So that's good, because we've had some damn cold weather here in New York, is all I can say. Winter,
yes,
go away.
Yes, you have.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The groundhog lied.
The groundhog lied. I think he said it was going to be a long winter. That's why everybody's talking about shooting the groundhog or chewing the groundhog. But it has been a long winter here. We had 2 days above 30 degrees, and we actually saw a little melting. First time since Thanksgiving that we've had two consecutive days degrees above 30. And so there's 10 inches due tomorrow. That's how it is.
Wow.
But when I left, recently, Access Astrology, the three of us did a workshop in New York, and it was a delightful experience. We had a great time, and we got to really take a group of people into depth into how do we see and work with charts and how to be an astrologer in many ways. We did a lot of interesting, professional development on our astrology group. And leaving New York City, I got out. My plane changed over in Washington, and Mercury was kind to me. I got the last plane out of Washington before it got closed down from that last snowstorm. So I was very grateful for that. It was a close call. They had to de-ice us twice, but it was exciting.
You got out.
Mm-hmm. And this is one last week of Mercury retrograde, and one of the things I've heard several people say is, oh, it's been such a long winter, but I haven't been able to sit still. Normally in the winter I can hibernate for a while, but just been too damn busy. And it is. It's outrageously busy year astrologically, and I think with Venus in Capricorn for so long during this time, it went all the way through, retrograded back, it's going through it again. We have been loving our work or working at our work, engaged with effort, and haven't really had much retreat, hibernation, soaking up. And I think this last week with Mercury retrograde and next weekend with a new moon in Pisces is a really important time to do just that, to schedule as little as possible this week and actually rest up. The dream world is cooking.
Right.
What do you think, Anne?
Well, I think so, but I think Mark has joined us. Mark, you're out there?
Hello, yes.
Oh, hi,
yay,
Mark.
Okay. Yeah, he came. I come in and invited him on, so he's on. Yeah.
Right.
So introduce yourself, and then we'll up with Mercury Retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mark Wolf's calling in from New York, and looking forward to the new moon in Pisces, because I have Mercury in Pisces. So I always like Pisces.
Mm.
Like the Pisces. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, I like the idea of taking time off. I know I've been feeling like I've been running 90 miles an hour all year. And I had a friend over dinner last night, and we were talking, and she was like something about, being really busy. And I said, it's just been kind of nonstop the whole year, really. It's just, it has, no moment to rest. So I like that idea, Heather. I've got... I may end up going, okay, I'm going on vacation, it's time for a vacay, because it is definitely wintry feel. It's definitely a Mercury time. And I do think this week with the Neptune aspects, Sun and Pisces are meeting up at the end of the week. And then, of course, once we get into March, it's just kind of nonstop. So this is really the last moment of quiet before we take off into heavy duty. I mean, we think we've been quite quiet up until now, but it really gets busy when we get into the springtime. So. So maybe a vacation is a good idea.
I think it is. And a mini retreat, whatever that means to you. If you meditate, great week for that. If you paint, pull out your art supplies. If you do yoga, I bet your yoga classes are full this week, Mark.
Yeah, pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. And where and when do you teach yoga? Just should anybody of our audience be interested?
Oh, in New York City, but
mm-hmm.
I'll go anywhere, do workshops and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that? I think that in one of the things that I've heard you speak so eloquently over the last, you know, all the time I've known you, is the connection between yoga and meditation. And I think this is a really good week to explore that.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Whenever you're dealing with Pisces, there's a meditative quality to it. And so when the sun moves through Pisces, we all get into that flavor. And in a way, if you look at just the season, when sun is in Pisces, it's the last stage of winter. And so there's part of us that is, we're not fighting winter anymore. We're saying, it'll end. We're watching it. You can, you know, get the feel that spring is coming. We're not there, but it's coming. And so there's an ability to relax and just say, let me be quiet now. Because as we all know, once spring hits, it does get busy. And of course, what Anne was saying is looking at the ephemeris for this particular spring is especially busy. But it's true any spring, you know, that's when the action begins. So the Pisces time of year is that sort of last chance to just go within and be quiet.
I enjoy the break. We also had a real tag team experience with retrograde planets this year. Venus was retrograde. I can't remember when it started retrograde, but it stopped being retrograde. It conjunct Pluto the weekend that Philip Seymour Hoffman died. And right afterwards, Mercury went retrograde and conjunct Neptune. So we have Venus retrograde handed the retrograde baton off to Mercury. Mercury has been retrograde, and it's about to turn direct in a week. Then it hands the retrograde baton, and Jupiter turns direct shortly afterwards, and Mars and Saturn turn retrograde. So it's been one thing after the other. We haven't had them all retrograde at the same time, which we sometimes do, but this... And I think Mercury is the easiest one to spot because Mercury is such a forward motion planet and we are all live in such a mercurial world. We all talk, we all move, we all transport, we all communicate. I did love in my trip recently going back to places that I have loved, working with you two, with people that I love, meeting old clients, and old friends. That was a really good use of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, it was. And also, you know, for me, like when we were prepping the stuff, you know, kind of remembering, okay, back to basics. What do we really need to teach? When we were working on that workshop, it's like a realization. Oh, okay, we have different populations here. We have some newbies, and we have some people that are a little more experienced. Oh, let's adjust that. So it was very much, you know, kind of if you're living in the moment and you're just kind of going, oh, okay, that needs to happen. Oh, okay, that needs to happen. It's very easy to adapt to all that's going on. If you're kind of feeling, oh, you know, I have to control this, it's very hard to control. So it's very much about living in the moment and adjusting. And when we're in that space, it tends to be much more free-flowing, and it makes it a lot easier. So for people that are having trouble or that are trying to control, it really is not a time when you have a whole lot of control, but you can show up and do what is in front of you and then do the next task and the next task, and then eventually you're through the pile. So kind of focusing it that way always helps. And I think it's good. I think it's a really interesting time, just because so much stuff is going on for us to think about, and mm-hmm. and we don't really have time in our busy day. You know, we're running from here to, hither and fro, and then we're kind of like, all right, well, what actually do I want? And I think if we can manage to take some time this week or next week, but next week really we start getting into the story. And everything really mm-hmm. speeds up. So this week is as one of the last quiet weeks before things really take off.
It gets crazy.
Actually,
and when we look at the headlines, we see how crazy it's already gotten. With Jupiter is back to an exact square with Uranus. They're both at 10 degrees of cardinal signs, Cancer and Aries. And within 2 degrees of an exact T-square with Pluto at 12 degrees. And looking at what's happening in both Kiev and Venezuela, how fiery and feisty. And you hear that Jupiter Uranus, you think freedom. You also think lots of high tech. So I think we're going to see some interesting technological jumps this spring, or that took place this spring. Even we may find out about them later. But you know, Jupiter Uranus, the battle cries for freedom. I need more freedom. I need more room. I need room to grow. And relationships that give us more freedom will be encouraged. Work situations that where we feel like we've got room to grow will profit. But places where we feel trapped or stuck are going to already, even with these planets in Pisces, starting to become a problem. And when the sun goes into Aries this spring in March, it's going to really start to cook. Already we see Kiev hitting the boiling point this week. But I think the politics, that there is room for miracles. There is room for rapid change in a short period of time. So I'm hoping for that. What
right.
else do you
and
see
also,
happening this week? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think just the whole idea of having, these hot spots that are hot, an awareness of mm-hmm. let's know that, that that's everywhere. That, mm-hmm. everybody's having hot spots somewhere in your chart. So we're all being asked to deal with them on some level. And mm-hmm. and that's the part. It's like, where is it in your chart that you've got the hot spot, and where do you need to kind of focus your attention? And then mm-hmm. what is extraneous, mm-hmm. what's important? How mm-hmm. do you get there? I think we forget sometimes, that when we're watching it in the world, it's happening somewhere inside of us, too, because we're all kind of interconnected to those planets. Yeah. Mark, what did you see this week about the weather that you wanted to talk about and you noticed?
Oh, mainly the sun conjuncting Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
That also brings up the sort of the Pisces theme. And moves us into that whole Pisces mode. But it brings to awareness everything that's beyond the ego self. So when the mm-hmm. sun and Neptune meet up, there is a sort of awareness of what it is to transcend the kind of everyday and what's me and what's mine. So it enlarges our awareness.
And really helps us see it on a different level. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And again, with Mercury retrograde, I'm noticing that, in this awareness that's pulling us in, I'm seeing a lot of relationship tension when messages get misconstrued or we really think we know what the other person means and don't. And
right.
so with that, we're the nature of illusion, if we can stay quite humble about that this week, mm-hmm. and might also find that our energy level is as low as, that with all these planets in Pisces and so many, four planets taking their station in a week, everything is kind of slowing down. So we need to pad our schedule with extra time, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think when we do that, we find, I really need that extra space. Because
mm-hmm.
we do. It's really important mm-hmm. to us. Yeah, a recognition of what are we, you know, how do we get there and what are we doing, you know. So it's interesting. I like the idea of padding it with extra space, you know, it's kind of a...
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, Mercury retrograde, it, the other part of it is we always hear from our ghosts, people that have left us or that are long distance or that are, you know, they return and they go, hi, I'm your ghost. You want to talk? And you're like, sure, I'll talk to you. Love to talk to you. So also this last week while we're working with the last degrees of Mercury retrograde, you know, if your ghosts appear, talk to them. Because they always have interesting things to share. And they really do give you a lot of information. Because when they show up in a Mercury retrograde, they're carrying something that the universe, some message the universe is trying to deliver. And it always comes from the people you go, really? Hi, I haven't heard from you in a while. And they're like, I know. And then blah, 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 they say whatever, and you go, oh. You know, so I got an email from somebody today saying they want to go on a road trip. You know, here were the airfares, and then we could go on a road trip and do this and that. And I thought, you know, I've never been on a road trip with you before, but I could do that, you know. So it was kind of one of those, yeah, I could do the road trip. Yeah, but it was that moment of, and then it was like, oh, yeah, where are you going to fit it in, you know, but it was, but, you know, maybe it's time for a road trip, you know.
Maybe it's time for a road trip. Maybe it's time to take that time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I need to take a road trip, you know. It was like it appeared to my, it was certainly a message from Mercury. Yeah, you know, what's the vision? You know, where are we going? So, and I think we recognize that there's so much going on. It really is also about focusing on, Mark has a great analogy about the propeller, and Mark, you want to tell that one about the propeller and the cardinal cross?
Oh, I think of the cardinal cross. It, you can experience it much like the old medieval torture technique of being drawn and quartered. So you're pulled in four different directions and pulled apart at the center. And it's pretty excruciating, and you're not in control. And then the other way around, though, you can think of it as being like the propeller on an airplane. And you have this tremendous energy going around, and if you hold the center, you can use that energy, and it'll lift you right off the ground. So you, when you experience a cardinal cross, it is those four directions of either being pulled or feeling the span of the propellers, and it depends on whether you're holding it together at the center.
Yeah, I like that. And it was like,
so,
wow, I like
and
that.
And have you given out, would you please give out our phone number and see if we can bring in any caller tonight?
We've got a whole bunch of callers on the line waiting, so we'll just
start
with
great.
Them. All right. Hi, 714-272, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi,
hi, do you have a question for us?
Hello.
Yes, I do. Okay, I'm Irene. My birthday is 9-18-62, 5:02 p.m. in Honolulu.
1962, 5:02 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Irene.
In Honolulu. Yes.
Okay.
And my question is, I'm in the middle of refinancing my mortgage. I signed everything before Mercury retrograde. I made sure. And, of course, I knew there were going to be some delays, and I'm like, darn it. So there's a few snags now, and it scares me because I know, like, in April, there's some financial stuff that may happen now. What do you foresee in my chart happening?
Well, Neptune, I see that Neptune is squaring your moon, so there is just this uncertainty about it, but it doesn't look like it's an impossibility. It just feels like there is taking some time to get things reorganized. Did they ask you how soon before Mercury went retrograde did you sign your papers and send them in?
Let's see, maybe about a week and a half.
Okay, so Mercury was still moving. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was still moving.
Yes.
Which is helpful.
Yeah.
And what do you see?
Well, I think it looks okay, Irene. I would say you're, you know, you've got a lot of stuff going on around wanting to refinance that house. And, that part looks pretty positive because of the Jupiter trining, it's stationing, trining your moon in Scorpio and your Neptune in Scorpio. So that's nice. That stations on the 1st and the 2nd. Actually, Jupiter stations on the 5th of March. So I think that looks pretty good for getting the money for the house. And Jupiter, of course, is in the money for the house, like you're refinancing, yeah, which means you're taking money out of the house. So that part's nice. So I think it probably goes forward by the 5th of March, kind of calms down and goes forward then. That would be my guess in terms of the timing of it.
Okay.
And then
it feels like there's a few things that that will need clarifying, and that the problem right now is more their confusion and backup than their problem with you. It looks like Neptune gets off the same degree as your moon right around the time that Anne talked about. So by mid-March, I see it being cleared up as well. Just follow through on any of the loose ends that they ask you for. And your progressed moon at 13 Aries right now is running just ahead. You've got some major changes coming up, but they'll be good ones. I think that you're ready for it, and this is part of the change.
Okay. Yeah.
But I would say the other part is, you know, with this, Irene, what you want to do is if you don't hear from them, if they say, we'll get back to you on Tuesday, pick up the phone and call. If you don't hear from them on Tuesday, follow up with them. Because the Venus tune there, you've got that Venus-Neptune that's getting the trine from Jupiter, so it's very easy to have your paper go to the bottom of a pile. So you kind of want to just stay on, right?
Or what happened to Anne and her phone. Anne, would you like to tell that story?
Oh, yeah. Well, my phone, the guy came today, and I have the same degree of Venus as you do, Irene, and Mercury retrograde, obviously. And we had the clicking sound, which you guys hear on the radio shows from time to time. So I called, and the guy came, and we can totally fix it. He went down. He said, okay, so in a couple hours, your phone will be back on. I'm like, okay. So, I talk on the phone all day. So I, nothing came back. It didn't come back. I went to work last night. It came back today. Nothing's on. So I said to my assistant, we should call. The phone's not on. And they said it would be 3 hours. So we call we call Verizon, and they go, oh, well, we don't know what we're supposed to do. He never filed the ticket. So whatever central office was supposed to do to turn the phone back on, the tech who said they'll be fixing it, blah, blah, never told them what to do. So they don't know what they're supposed to do. Yeah, so they were like, well, it'll be a week. And we were like, no, it can't be a week. The guy was here, and he unhooked my phone. So come at least and hook it back up again, so I have dial tone. And, it's a Mercury retrograde kind of, but he didn't have it. And had we, I was just like, that's weird. It's been out for a lot longer than he said. But I could have called yesterday when it didn't come back, and except I didn't think of it till today around noon. And it was like, that's weird that it's not yet. So it's that kind of thing.
The take-home message with that is follow up.
Keep stirring up the energy.
Because everybody's overwhelmed, they don't really realize that they forgot to do it, right? What do you think in Irene's church?
It's kind of like some of the things you cook on the stove. You got to stir it every so often. Otherwise, it turns into just mush. Things settle and, makes a mess. So, put a little bit of energy into it.
Yeah, I'll be more persistent.
Call and say, hi, it's friendly Irene calling to check on my mortgage. And he thinks, call every day at 10 o'clock. And they'll get like, no, we haven't forgotten.
Yes, stay friendly and nice.
Mortgage.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Well,
so
good luck on that. And the next caller.
973-216. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hello?
Hi. How can we help you?
Hi. My name is Liz. My birthday is July 17th, 1989, and that's in Livingston, New Jersey at 12:18 p.m.
Okay.
12:18
p.m.
In Livingston,
New
Jersey.
And where in New Jersey again? I'm sorry?
Livingston.
Okay, thank you. I kept hearing Evanston, and I knew that wasn't true. So how can we help you?
So I have a more general question, and I just kind of feel like I'm at a crossroads, and I keep getting stuck. I just don't know what I'm doing career-wise, and I would love some input.
Yeah, well, everything's just hitting you left and right, and
yeah, I
you
kinda
probably
know a
feel
little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, your moon is at the degree that the T square is happening right this very minute. So Pluto is on your moon and Uranus, and so you know you're just not going to know this year,
right?
So don't take anything that happens as how it is in your life. It's how it is right now. But it can tell you in these extremes, it can tell you you're getting very clear answers of what you are not. And you've got some wonderful contradictions in your chart. You know, you've got, and contradictions make it complicated, but in the long run, enriching you and make you a more diverse and interesting person. It just may take a while to get everything all in line.
Yeah.
So what kind of work have you been interested in?
I teach yoga. And so it's funny, you were talking about that earlier. I'm hoping to get into a more body work field. I also work with kids. I teach yoga in schools, and I'm applying right now to grad school for social work to continue working in schools, but I'm just so uncertain of what exactly it is that I want to do that I feel like everything I'm doing, like, just to mark time, sort of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, everything feels right, it's just nothing feels like enough.
Have you moved away from, are you far away from where you were raised?
No, I live in Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn
now,
it's not so far.
So, if you felt like traveling, now is a good time to do it.
Because you're just not feeling
at home anywhere.
Yeah, I felt like that for a while.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you won't feel at home there again, but you have to sort of leave it and come back. It's going to be not until next December that Pluto gets off your moon for good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see you really feeling at home in a career or at home in a place until that. You can stay here. You just won't know if you're just going to keep your bags half packed. Anyway, it doesn't mean you have to go anywhere, just that there's a homesickness for a home you haven't found yet.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see that
if the work I'm doing, like if I'm whatever I'm doing now, is it like tilling the soil, so to speak, or am I just kind of marking time?
I think you're tilling the soil versus marking time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
that's good.
What do you see, Anne and Mark?
You're gaining experience now that eventually is going to come together when you're ready to really take charge of things.
Right.
So, you're going to want to be in a position where you really make a difference and you do a lot of the organizing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I think part of it is knowing that this is a really because the cardinal cross is kind of pulling you in all the different directions, a lot of this is about figuring out your spiritual path and going back and digging out the story from when you were 10 and a half and 11 and three quarters. So that's like fifth grade, sixth grade. So there was a story from back then that you wanted to be when you grew up, and you maybe got off track from that.
And yeah, I'm definitely not doing that.
Pardon?
I definitely am not on that track, but I don't really want to be anymore. So,
All right, well, no, but that's something about that story you're still hanging on to, or there's still something left you have to let go of? So
there's something that happened then that's keeping me here, which is in process. It's just some family stuff that's happening. So
yeah, I can imagine that it is. You're doing a lot of family karma slogging right now. In that process, you know, I think it's going to take, it may take up to a year until you're through processing it. And in that process, what you're learning, if you're going into social work or you're going to be a counselor or you're going to be a teacher, to give yourself the room to really do that family work right now, because that's your training ground. So take very good care of yourself. With your moon in Capricorn, you came into this life asking to learn how to work. And you came into a line of women, probably, who judged themselves by what they did, not who they were. So learning to just to judge yourself, to know that you bring a lot to the table, just sitting still, not having to do everything, and that by sitting still and being present with yourself and with the people that are going through this process right now, there's nothing you can do to fix or save. It's more about accompanying people in their process. And that's something you will need if you're going to be a social worker, where you do have a lot of work to do, but you still can't save people. You can assist in their saving, but it happens through you. It happens around you. Your little you is not responsible for it. You're only responsible to do your best.
Yeah, and, you just hit the nail on the head.
So that's the struggle. And so if you can work on practicing that approach with your family and with the people that you're walking through things now, and let the yoga feed you with, you know, a different community in the process, I think that will always feed you. You're a natural teacher. You're both a service-oriented person, and you're a performer with that Venus and Mars conjunct in Leo in the 11th. It makes you a great teacher. It makes you a great counselor. It makes you, it'll help with that part of you that wants to be visible in the work. So,
okay.
And the rest of your chart would like to be kind of hidden. So that's an interesting approach and avoidance conflict around that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think if you can really support yourself in this process and not push yourself out there in the world and feel like the family karma slogging is holding you back, it's training you. So treat it like that. Treat your own process that you're going through this year as training grounds for whatever else you're going to be doing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. We're done.
Totally spot on.
All right,
wonderful.
Good luck with it, Lynn.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
All right, okay.
And
so
I think we're out of time.
We're way over time, yeah.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Wonderful.
The British lady spoke, but, you know, you were in the middle. I wasn't interrupting.
Oh,
and I don't know what got recorded, but it got delivered, so then we're good. Okay, so that's it. Excellence Astrology. Ann Ortley signing off.
And Heather Rowan Robbins and?
And Mark Wolf.
Wonderful.
Okay, thanks for
Take
listening.
Take care.
Take care. Bye, folks.